Hello there, we're in the World House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
One friend who sticks closer than a brother. When everybody walks away from you, in your down moments, that's when it shows up in your life. And it stays with you until the day you finally stand. That's the kind of friend he is. He's the one man that God has used to bless me in more ways than I can ever imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, on this second night, on this first night rather, of the final push, I'm going to ask you with Jesus' joy to please put those hands together and receive Apostle Dr. Maiwazi Dahoda. What else? This is not how we do it. No, this is not how we do it.
Let's celebrate our pastor. Come on, go ahead and celebrate and celebrate. I believe you can do better. You can do better. You can do better. You can do better. Amen. Lift up your hands because of time. Declare this word, say right now, I'm stronger. I'm better. I have capacity. Right now, I connect to all resources that I need for the final push. I have energy to push. I have strength to sustain. I declare the remaining days of this precious year will be for my good, for my testimony. If you believe it, clap and have your seat. Clap and have your seat. Amos chapter 7 verse 5. Amos 7:5. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3, verse 1 through 3 or 4. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1 says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Now look up here. That Amos said, by whom shall Jacob arise? Because he is small. Jacob is a man that God called, God blessed, and transformed him into Israel. Israel was brought out of Jacob. So Jacob is a type of your humanity, while Israel is a type of the spirituality that you receive in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. So there is your humanity that houses your divinity. That human aspect of you is the Jacob. Then the spiritual aspect of you is the Israel. He sent his word into Jacob. It lighted Israel. Even though you are a new man in Christ, transformed in Christ, seated with Christ, far above spiritual, far above powers, far above all forms of forces. Yet you are seated also here in a wonderful church called House on the Rock here in Enugu, Eastern Nigeria. So you are seated. Your humanity is seated here. Your divinity is seated over there. So you can see positioning of your life. By whom shall Jacob arise? Because in the realm of the spirit, you are already blessed, already settled. But when pastor asks, there are some of us right now that are still battling some certain things, trusting God, right? To bring some things to pass. That is addressing your humanity. Because your humanity use Naira in Nigeria as currency. Your humanity use a Bible called the Constitution of Nigeria. Because there is a spiritual constitution called the word of God that tells you anywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon is yours. But there is another Bible in Nigeria that tells you you cannot go and start building in somebody's land unless you pay and you have power of attorney and be sure the land is genuine. If not, truly, truly, spiritually speaking, the land is yours, but you may end up in prison, physically speaking. So I'm trying to see how we can balance Jacob's blessing with Israel's blessing. So that your spirituality will synchronize with your humanity so that things can flow well. So that I know right now, in the realm of the spirit, you are not a tenant. You are seated far above principalities and powers, but physically speaking, right now, your rent expired maybe 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago. Some of you right now, in fact, if by 3 days right now you don't do anything, your luggage may be thrown outside. But you know, you can never be evicted in the realm of the spirit. But here in Enugu right now, that is an issue right now. The mind of Christ that is in you right now is sound, but your brain right now, that right now you have some migraine. In fact, you took some painkillers 2 hours right now. Am I talking to somebody here? So look, I want to say we can balance this thing so that, you know, things can move on well. Look at somebody and say, I am rising. Say, I am moving higher. Say, right now, anything that is not working right shall be adjusted. Shall be adjusted. So he said, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. Then Acts chapter 3 verse 1, put that scriptures again. It said, now Peter and John, put that scripture again, went up together. Now, for you to rise as Jacob in this final push, you will trust God, if you are a Peter, to connect you with a John, that the both of you will go up. Now, Peter and John went up together. Together. There are some Peters. When you hook up with some John, the moment the Peter goes up, he does not carry John along. So you will trust God to link you with a John, or if you're a John, trust God to connect you with a Peter, that the both of you can go together. Even Jesus said, when I be lifted up, I will draw men unto myself. Life becomes so wonderful when God is able to network you with somebody that will carry you along in the program and in the plan. There are people that you have devoted your energy, your time with, because you are not omniscient. You are not all-knowing. You only know what the person has done and what he's doing. But nobody can tell what your friend will do in the next 2 hours. Nobody can tell what your friend will do in the next 2 years, in the next 2 months. So by faith, you believe that the way this guy is behaving for the past 2 years, that is how it will continue, by faith. But along the line, you now discover that people change, people adjust. And that is why somebody will say, oh, my heart is broken. Oh, I never knew that she is like this. Oh, she's going to change this way. And there are a lot of people right now, you are delayed, not because you are lazy. You are delayed, not because you are not, you know, informed, but simply because you, as a Peter, you entrust your resources, your time, your everything to a John that is selfish, to a John that is greedy, to a John that is never honest. So you now, you shut down everything and say, John is the man, Peter is the one. Only for you to now realize that you are dealing with someone that has not planned for you in his program. And the Bible says two are better than one. The Bible says it is more better to connect with someone than to be alone. So whether you like it or not, even if 15,000 people have broken your heart, you will still need to believe God to connect with somebody. You will never live alone. You will never run alone. You will always need people around you. Some will fail you. Some will keep failing. And some will help you out. But there is a God who knows the attitude, the behavior, the next action of that man, that lady, the next 20 years, the next 10 years. There is a God that knows what that guy will do. So that is why when the Holy Spirit takes hold of your life, he now helps you to network with a John, with a Peter, that the both of you will go up together. So in this final push, you will trust God. Oh, Father, don't allow me waste my energy, my resources with ungrateful people, with ingrates, with greedy, covetous people, with people that have nothing to offer, no role to play in my life. Can you put that scripture again for me? Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple when? At the hour of what? Of prayer. Being the ninth hour. Being the ninth hour. So number two, for you to go up, trust God that the actual person that God have designed for you, are you getting me? In such a time as this, for you to rise, to show up. For instance, Jesus is the Lamb of God sent into the earth for the redemption of mankind. But before Jesus was sent, there is already a program of God that a man by the name John the Baptist will be the forerunner of Jesus. Jeremiah prophesied it. Several years, millenniums, centuries, that Jesus will come. But there will be a voice that will first cry in the wilderness, making the path, the crooked way straight for Jesus to walk on. So meaning, Jesus' success have a lot to do with the appearance of John the Baptist. There is a program, a synergy that the both of them have. But here is the problem. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, before Elizabeth and Zechariah come together as husband and wife, look at the age difference between Elizabeth, Zechariah, and Mary and Joseph. Some school of history said that when Elizabeth became pregnant with John, that Mary was less than 15 years old. Some said she's 16 years. Some said she is 17. Whether 15 or 16 or 17, look at the age gap. Meaning that is an age gap of almost 68 to 72 years different between Zechariah, Elizabeth, and Joseph and Mary. That means when Zechariah get married to Elizabeth, Mary was not born. When Zechariah was 30 years old and Elizabeth was 25 years old, Mary was not born. So God now saw, if you open the womb of Elizabeth and John was born, since Mary, that we give birth to Jesus, who we partner with John, have not yet been born. So he closed her womb. So the womb of Mary was, Elizabeth was closed, because the partner in progress have not yet appeared in the scene. When Elizabeth was 40 years old, Zechariah was about 45 years old, Mary was not born, Joseph was not born, so her womb remained closed. So the barrenness of Elizabeth was not a demonic attack, it's not a satanic attack, it's not a generational curse, but because the partner that they will play the role of redemption, Mary have not yet come into the scene. Even when Zechariah was 70 years old and the wife was 65 years old, Mary was not born. But the moment Mary was now born, and Mary got between the age of 15, 16, 17, whatever is the age, when her physical body is ready to carry a baby, then heaven says it's time to visit Zechariah and Elizabeth to open her womb. Because if John the Baptist show up early when Jesus was not born, he will prepare the road maybe for another Messiah to walk on. There are people that will not show up until your actual partners appear. So when you're going to pray for the final push, you will trust God. Because there's a difference between cloud and crowd. So you need to trust God for a cloud that generates cloud, so that rain can fall. And until the rain falls, your seed dies. Until rain falls, your seed can never become plants. Until rain comes, you will not have the harvest that you need. So one of the prayers, we're going to trust God in this last session of the year. This 4 months, September, October, November, and December. Father, I am Elizabeth. Lord, I am waiting for my Mary to appear. Let my John show up. Let the John that will smoothen the rough path, because Jesus will walk on that road. But John's ministry assignment is to smoothen the crooked path. Look at the prophecy over John. All mountains shall be made low. Valleys shall be filled up. Rough places shall be smoothened, so that Jesus can have a great ride. Look at Jesus' ministry. Jesus started preaching at the age of 12. But when Jesus started preaching at the age of 12, you know, the Quran captured more miracles of Jesus when Jesus was between the age of 7 and the age of 14. The Quran documents more of the miracles of the baby Jesus than the Bible. Because Jesus, when he was young, he molded sand and breathed into it. He became flying bird. He did all kinds of miracles, but the Bible did not capture it much. The Quran captured it more. Are you with me here? So the miracles of Jesus did not actually start when the heavens opened and when he was baptized at Jordan. Jesus was performing miracles, but Jesus' ministry could not really find public global acceptance until John introduced him. Even though he is the begotten son of the Father, Jesus started preaching at the age of 12, at the age of 15, at the age of 20. How many disciples did Jesus have? Because from 12 to 20 is 8 years of ministry. Miracles will happen. There is no chicken ever recorded to be one of the disciples of Jesus. Jesus continued preaching with miracles at 25. We cannot, no single human being is mentioned as one of his disciples. Until John, who is his destiny helper, a partner in destiny, show up and say, behold. The word behold means look here. The word behold means you've been looking elsewhere. Now I am speaking to you, the city. Look at the guy that will start trending. The moment John opened his mouth and said, behold, from that moment, all the cameras, all the television station, all the internet focus on that young man. He start prevailing. He start excelling. The whole world focus on him. There is a John. There is someone that needs to open his mouth and say something to you. God needs to prepare some certain class of people. All they need to do is 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They will just make some declaration, and the rest is history. The rest is history. I lift up my hands because we are here for impartation. This is not a seminar. This is an impartation. Whoever that needs to show up in your life for your business to rise, for your ministry to rise, for your career to rise, whatever it is that you are doing right now, your music, Kalimbra Kali, I command such person. Let the person show up right now. Give me an amen that have life. Give me an amen that have life. If your amen is louder, I decree, let there be what I call sudden breakthroughs, sudden miracles, sudden manifestation. In the name of Jesus, whoever that need to show up, for you to be heard, let the person appear right now. Amen. Let the person appear right now. Amen. By whom shall Jacob arise, for he is small? When the right partner, when the right team shows up. And for you in this final push, you also have to trust God to hear his voice. If you find time, you study Psalm 29. He said, the voice of the Lord thundereth. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. He said, the voice of the Lord is like a hammer that break rocks into pieces. He said, the voice of the Lord divide flames of fire. It discovered the forest. He said, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Are you with me here? The voice of the Lord. But you see, one of the challenges we are having is how believers can hear God's voice. But because you are waiting to hear a voice telling you, verily, verily, I say unto you, Agnes, my daughter. At that time, if you're not careful, an albino can wear China white. and say to you, my son. Because in your mindset, when something is fair, wearing white uniform, are you getting me now? That must be an angel from God. Am I to somebody here? But Jesus one day said, I saw Satan falling from where? Heaven, as what? Lightning. So when you see light from heaven, it takes divine intelligence to decode satanism from lights from heaven. And there are so many lightning from the sky. Are you getting me now? Confusing the church in the name of truth. You see lights from heaven, but there is Satan in it. It takes divine intelligence to decode satanism. You see light, and yet there is Satan in it. It takes divine intelligence to understand that somebody, are you getting me now? When Judas won to destroy Jesus, to kill him, he kissed Jesus. And yet Jesus called him friend. But when Peter brought sword to defend Jesus from dying, Jesus called him Satan. It takes divine intelligence to see fulfillment in the atmosphere of destruction. It takes divine intelligence, are you getting me now? To see destruction in an atmosphere of affection. When somebody kissed you, you see love. When somebody kissed you, you see acceptance. Here is destruction coming, yet a kiss, packaged in kisses. And there are a lot of care, welfare going on, but destruction is in it. If I want to trend right now, and I want to look sincere, are you getting me now? Are you with me here? In fact, I read a book sometimes, and then where somebody was writing, it says, if you want to be a thief, if you want to steal the money of a nation, and you carry it without hiding it, he said the first thing you do, arrest the thieves. Lock all the thieves in the country. And then tell them, anybody who steals this national treasury, I will crush the person. When you do that publicly, he said, start stealing the money. Don't hide it. Even when you carry the money. Because you have already dealt with the thieves publicly, they believe that the money you are carrying, you are going to keep it for them. So there are people right now, if they want to appear righteous, are you getting me now? So they now attack and say all manners of things concerning the church to appear as if they are righteous. Am I to somebody here? That is why even truth must be rightly divided. You must, am I talking to somebody here? So to get it going, so he says, if you will rise, if you are going to move to fulfillment in this final push, I plead with you, trust God to send you the right partner and trust God to hear his voice. But how do you hear the voice of God? You can hear the voice of God in uncommon ways. For instance now, pain. You know what they call pain? When you are doing a thing and people fail you, they betray you, you are traumatized. You feel like ending it all. That is God speaking. When you go through pain, that is God speaking. When you are doing stuff, it's not working, and then things are not. That is the voice of God. So you need to hear the voice of God from pain, from disappointment, from frustration. Are you getting me now? Yes. You are now, for instance, you are dating a guy and you plan to marry him. The guy is very, very good. He's a smooth talker. He's very, very nice. When he takes you to any fast food and they serve you 3 pieces of chicken, he takes only half and give you 2.5. You say, wow, this man means he cares for me. There is feature. But then you lost your uncle and you wanted him to show up. He gave an excuse. And then he couldn't even send a dime to support you. That is a red flag. But you didn't see it. The 2 pieces of chicken did not allow you to see well. The chicken couldn't allow you to see well. Yes. Then your mom is admitted in the hospital for 2 weeks. You and the guy are in the same city. He could not even visit. And he couldn't play any role. Always giving excuses. That is a red flag. But the chicken will not let you see it. So there are some certain voices. So when God is speaking to you, even on your way to church today, God spoke to you. God will speak to you. Either through disappointment, some certain things going on. You want to do some thing to somebody, and then the person just start yelling, just like that. It's a red flag. There are some things you see. God is speaking. You need to understand. Remember David? When Ziklag, where he kept his family, and then he lost his family were all taken. The 600 men that are with him, who said, we are going to serve you and stand with you because you are the Lord's anointed. And then David now lost his family, lost the city. Everything is gone. And the Bible says, David now, listen carefully. David now took the Tumim and the Urim. And then prophetically inquire of the Lord. Shall I pursue? The Lord said, pursue. Will I recover? The Lord said, yes, recover all. Then the voice of the Spirit of God ended there. Pursue, you will recover. But how to recover? We are to move the details of recovery. The Tumim and the Urim was silent. Where did David now got the next voice of God? The Bible said, as David was moving with 600 men to recover his family, because God's servant has prophesied there will be recovery in this last phase. He has prophesied that at the end of this year, yes, though the fig tree, the pomegranate, though the olive failed, God will still give us great increase. And we all shout amen. So the next thing we need to pray is details on how, are you getting now? Details on decision and things we need to do in order for that prophetic declaration to come to pass. So David started running. He got to a place called the Brook of Besor. The Bible said 200 of the 600, we are tired, we are hungry, and they couldn't continue to move on. There are people that will stop on the way, not because they hate you, not because they doubted you, but because the strength, the capacity, they don't have it to walk with you to the end. Not everyone who walk out of you, that is an enemy. Not everyone who drop off, that is an enemy. There are people that you have to meet them only for 2 weeks. Only 2 weeks. No matter your explanation, they will bless you only for 2 weeks. It's like the wise men that show up when Jesus was born. We never saw them again. They came, they never preached Jesus' message. They were never involved in Jesus' ministry. They saw the star. Whatever they saw, only them knew what they saw. And they did what they want to do. The Bible says, even when they are returning, they return from a different way. I call them collectors in Christ. They just collect what they want to collect and disappear and walk away. We never saw them anywhere anymore. They just left and they move. Now, the Bible says 200 couldn't continue with David. Why? They are hungry. When those 200 were hungry, there are still food. David still have food. He still have bread. He has stuff. But you could not give 200 that decided to fight his battle. Why? The journey is still ahead. The food was not sufficient. The Bible said then they found an enemy abandoned by his master, neglected by his master. That means the team, the troop that invaded Ziklag, took David's family, destroyed the city. When that soldier was injured, his master abandoned him. His master threw him. Instead of the master to treat him, he abandoned him. Can I say this to you? If you want to enjoy fulfillment in life, be careful the way you abandon people who fought for you, who are injured, and you throw them away. The people that serve you with all their heart and you refuse to show up in their injury, they may look so weak. They may not have the kind of strength to fight you. But there is, and one day they will partner with your principal enemy. And it will be the reason for your destruction. This guy was abandoned. This guy was dumb. That is why, even if you're a young man here, even if you're not interested to marry that girl, be careful the way you use the exit door. Don't bang the door. Don't bang the door. Don't. After you wasted the time of that lady, 3-4 years, she said no to 3 doctors. She said no to 2 engineers. Why? Because your beard was well, the way you shave your beard. She never knew that your beard was an evil forest. She thought it was NIN number, national identity number, not knowing that it is evil forest. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes, even forest. Full of ancestors. She never knew. She thought she was dealing with a human being. She never knew that that guy standing very well with nice broad chest And because of some of those hairs in his chest, he will just, because he knows you, you love forests. So he will now remove the first, second, and third button. He will lose it. So that when you see it, you become confused. If you can't stand hairs on the chest, how can you stand witches that flew from evil forests? Ordinary grass, you can't handle it. There are some of you here, just the voice of a young man, the same voice the young man used in 17 interviews, and no company could take him. He now look at you and say, Julie. Only the word, Julie. Your brain box close. Oh, Lord. Somebody say, oh, Lord. Can you imagine? Your name is Julie. If you go to heaven, I will see we're looking for Julie. The angel said, we don't have fire. Your name is Julie. Julie is your name. But he said, no, he said, your name is Julie. He said, oh, I just love his voice. I said, I asked one of my daughter, why do you love this guy? He said, the guy, you know, he cares for me. He said, he calls me from 11 p.m. I will be on the phone till 2 a.m. Then he called me 8 in the morning. And he called me 11. I said, he must be jobless. He must be very jobless. He must be what? A man call you 7 times in a day. And yet you could not see red flag. The Bible says, an idle man is Satan's workshop. 7 times he called you in a day. He's on the phone with you. Burning data. Burning data. Sir, David made the man injured, abandoned. Listen carefully. And the Bible says, the 400 soldiers who were angry, these are men that took stone to stone David. There are times when you stand with the anointed. There are times you will doubt his calling. There are times you will come, even before the person who pastor you, you will lose faith. This is the man called by God, anointed of the Lord. But they took stone to stone David, the anointed. Look at their statement. When David killed Goliath, the Bible says his brothers from the tribe of Judah, they said, David, you are the Lord's anointed. Unto you shall we serve all the days of our life. But when it comes to Ziklag, the same people who said, we will stand by you, we will be your elders, we will be your workers all our life. Then the scenarios, issues happen. They pick stone to stone him. But David did not curse them because he knows there are times your humanity will overwhelm your spirituality. There are times your humanity will overrule the voice of God in your inside. Look at me here. It's easier to quote this Bible. Everybody is quoting. Yes, in him we live. In him we move. You raise your leg like Jack in chain. Wait first. When the word became flesh and dwell among you, it's a different ballgame. Every young girl at the age of 14 and 15, when you were studying reproduction, characteristics of living things, biology, they introduce reproduction as a subject. And they say, you see, reproduction occurs. Are you getting me now? Yes. When the Holy Communion, because we have children, when the Holy Communion leave a man, am I talking to somebody here? Into St. Monica's is called the womb. Am I talking to somebody here? And when there is bazaar, are you getting me now? Fertilization. Are you getting me now? When Ronaldo played the ball and he hit the net is called ovaries. Am I talking to somebody here? Then, reproduction takes place. When you met reproduction as a subject, every young girl was smiling. She was chewing gum, laughing. When reproduction came to you as a spoken word. But 6 years later, you marry a guy. Unfortunately, the shape of his head, it's not really round. It is like triangular trapezium, the head like this. This one is up. So to push the baby, it was a problem. They have to use machete to bring the child. Because the head is not, am I talking to somebody? That is why when you want to marry a guy, if you want to know your future in the labor room, look at the head. Buy him a beret cap and let him wear it. If he does not enter, just know, just gather prayer warriors around you. Just know, the future ahead of you. You are future in the labor room. The day you now encounter when reproduction was made flesh and dwell among you, when you became pregnant, you met reproduction 10 years ago as the spoken word. It now became flesh. You are now pregnant. You now encounter reproduction. Yes, as you are moving like a truck. When I married my wife, I was a newcomer in marriage. It was not season for mango. Around 1 a.m., she just woke me up. He said, we should go out. I said, to where? He said, we just go out. And I was tired. So I held her hand. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you give it your beloved rest and sound sleep. Every power against our home, I take authority. He said, let's go out. So I move out. We are just moving like two mad people. Police on patrol saw us. One day, I said, she's pregnant. They said, oh, guy, you're welcome. They said, welcome to the club. So we went somewhere. She said she just wanted to sit. So she sat there. Then she said, there's something she wants to eat. I said, say it's my babes. I will give it to you. Then she said, I need mango. And there is no mango anywhere. That was when I knew that my forefathers who died has appeared to fight my home. And when she said she needed mango, I checked all the scriptures given to me in Sunday school. Everything I have learned, I discovered that the written word did not give me any verse on how to give mango to a pregnant woman in a season when there is no mango. So what do I do? I understood when it happened. Let me wrap this up so that we just pray and close. The Bible says, and when the guy, I wish we have some video cameras when that thing happened. When David asked the guy, who are you? Then the guy introduced himself. He said, I am so and so person. Then when he now said, we invaded a city called Ziklag. I could imagine the 400 soldiers whose wives and children have been kidnapped. When he said we invaded Ziklag, I believe some of the David soldiers almost crushed the guy, but David stopped them. Because there is an information in an enemy that hurts you that the Tumim and the Urim can't capture. So if you can manage your pain, there are information in your pain that will give you gain. So you just need to mature and manage your pain. When he said we invaded Ziklag, what? Then he said we burnt it all with fire. I could imagine the reactions of David's men. But a leader knows something that his team don't know. The Bible says, and David gave the guy bread. He gave him wine. He bandaged his wounds. He gave him, and the guy must have asked for extra chicken. But there are David fighters, 200, who are hungry. David denied them bread. David denied to give bread to those who fought his cause. And he's giving bread to one of those who burned his city. So there are times when you are with a pastor, you are with a leader. He does some things. He says, we have been here in this church for 10 years, 15 years. And somebody just came 2 months ago and pastor just did this for him. There are things you don't understand. It may be a Ziklag oppression. There are some decisions fathers made. You can't understand. You can't get it. There are times we deny doves food while we give cobras meal. We act like fools in order to deal with Satan the foolish. Then David said, can you take me to this camp? The guy now said, what you need, I have it. But what I need, you, David, have it. So can we negotiate? Can you imagine somebody who burned David City, kidnapped his family, and he does not have weapon, and is giving David with weapon condition? He said, let me give you condition first. I need citizenship. I want to be an Israeli. No interview. I need correct passport. Don't hand me over to my boss. Number three, give me rank. Let me lead a troop in your army. For in this final push, don't just pray. Trust God for the strength to negotiate. Because some of your breakthrough won't just come by favor. It will bring you to a position where people higher than you will need something. Don't just open your mouth and say, freely you receive, freely you give. No. Arrange negotiation. Know how to negotiate. Then David said, I promise you. Then the guy said, put your hand on my loins and vow. Then I will take you to the camp. So the guy negotiated. When in there, the guy said, look at what the guy said. He said, attack. He said, by 2 days from now, so time from now, at so time, my boss, every particular Thursday, between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., all the soldiers used to throw their weapons. If you attack him by so time, so me, that means be careful with those who understand your sequence, who know your pattern, who already have your order of service for your life. When you are throwing them away, know how you do it. Those that can sit here and can predict your lifestyle on Friday, you on the other. People can say, now, so stop. Now, they look for Uche. Every Saturday, if you know this place, in go day here. And when they go there, you don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. When you stood, when you observe pattern, you can predict movement. That is why he says, if thou shalt diligently hearken to observe. So that means you can know by observation. Not just by revelation. You can have insight just by observation. Just observe. But unfortunately, people who follow leadership, they don't observe nothing. Then the man now told David how to strike, where to strike. And when David now met the man, exactly the way the guy described, that was what happened. And they struck them and they recovered all their family and gathered more goods. What am I saying? In this final push, how, by whom shall Jacob go up? For he is small. When you are a Peter, look for John. That is not greedy. Are you with me here? That is not greedy. That is not greedy. And number two, I said, when you are an Elizabeth, trust God for your Mary to appear so that there can be synergy between John the Baptist and Jesus. Are you getting me now? Trust God. There are people, for instance, if God wants to bless House on the Rock Enugu to 10,000 members, God will not do it until the people that can manage such class of people show up, the crowd won't come. Until the people that can manage such class of people show up, the crowd will come. God will give you your next phase of blessing until the apparatus and the tools to maintain and sustain it show up. If you don't understand it, it's not going to work out there. So for you to rise and to go high, you need to understand that. Then lastly, let me say this is the character I would, by tomorrow I will continue. Can you put this scripture screen, please? Genesis 21:16. Then we pray. Genesis 21:16. This is Hagar. After Abraham sent her away with her son Ishmael. I don't want to take you back into history with her son Ishmael. And then when she took her son, and the Bible says she moved and moved and moved, and she was tired. The wine, the bread, the water that Abraham gave her. When Abraham, look up here, when Abraham was sending Hagar away, he gave her bread, gave her water, gave her wine. Are you getting me? The Bible said, then she got to a point, sir, when the wine finish, the bread finish, the water finish. Listen to me before I drop this mic. No matter who loves you, whatever they give you, you will get to a place in life when whatever you receive from anybody will finish. The wine finished, the water finished, the bread finished. Put that scripture for me. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, look at what she said. That's the prayer we're going to pray now. Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. The next verse, 17. The next verse, please. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. The next verse. And arise, lift up the lad and hold him in your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Stop there, because we're about to pray. Look up here. She said to herself, since my husband Abraham sent me away, I will focus on this, my son. Look up here as we pray. I will focus on this, my son, because my future is going to be from this child. When I'm old, in the evening of my life, this boy will take care of me. Look up here. You will not always be strong. You will not always be energetic. A time shall come, you will not be able to even move to the restroom. And I know you have friends right now that anytime you are in need, they will show up. But don't forget, when you are old, your friends will also be old. And an old man does not take care of another old man. All of them will be looking for help. All your good friends right now, when you get to the evening of your life, they will also be at the evening of your life. Are you getting me now? At the evening of the day. So she now told herself, this boy Hagar will take care of me at the evening of my life. But the Bible says, can a woman forsake her loving child? Can a woman forsake? He said, though some will, but I will not. So Hagar the mother loved her son. But she got to a point in life when her strength, her energy is exhausted. No matter who loves you, no matter who loves you, the time will come when they can't go more than what they do. Even some of you right now, your mom and your dad, your parents are still alive. But if you need 5,000 right now, you can't call them. And even when you call them, they can't give it to you. Not because they hate you, but because they can't do more than what they have done. They have got to the end of themselves. So Hagar got to that stage when her energy is exhausted. And the Bible says she now took the child and threw him away. Psalm 27 verse 10 said, when my father and my mother forsake me, reject me, then the Lord shall pick me up. I don't know who threw you away. I don't know who shut the door. I don't know those who have stopped picking your calls. The Lord will pick you up. I believe in these 3 days, heaven is going to pick some people up. There's going to be a lifting. There's going to be a lifting. Can I hear an amen that have life? But there's a prayer she prayed that I want us to pray right away. She said, oh God, I have seen shame. I have seen reproach. When my husband Abraham sent me away, the women were mocking me when they threw my stuff outside. When I was driven out of my husband's house, Hagar said, the women mocked me. I have seen shame. I have seen reproach. I have seen emptiness. But please, Lord, don't let me see this. Don't let me see the death of my child. That is the prayer I pray every Tuesday and every Friday. I say, God, no matter what happened, there are pastors who bury their children. There are bishops who bury their children. I say, please, God, no matter what happened, I can lose my church. The church can close. Let fire burn all the chairs, but don't let me bury my children. No matter what, I can see embarrassment in ministry. People can say, oh man, nothing, but don't let me see 4 things. Don't let me bury my children. Number 2, don't let me return back to boys that I used to give transport. Don't let me come back to them to ask for food to eat. Number three, I say, Father, in the very place where they used to celebrate me, don't let people use me as a reference point to warn others. Be very careful. You see that Newazi who used to be like this, but right now I will not be a reference point to advise people not to fail like me. And I say, this 14, don't let me see. Don't let me, Father, don't allow me, no matter what, don't allow me, Lord, see everything I have worked for being washed by flood. Stand on your feet. Don't let me see. Get a partner. Get two in 5 minutes. I take extra 5 minutes. We pray this prayer. This is the prayer. Now look up here. Those of you believing God for the fruit of the womb, God will give you children. Can I hear an amen here? And one thing about children, it's not just the one you gave birth to their children. There are people you have helped, people you have mentored. Are you getting me now? But I want you to please take serious. Don't play. If God bless you with children, don't play with them. Then those of you that are not yet married, you don't have children, you will have children. Everybody will have. But look at the covenant of Abraham. I will bless you and make your seed great. So the greatness of Abraham is in his seed, is in his children. Are you getting me now? So your future is your children. Your continuity is your children. Your friends will get to a place, you will see them. Some will die on the way. Some will get married, you will never see them. Some, two of you will quarrel. But at the end of the day, your husband can end that marriage. Your wife can walk out of you, but your seed stays. That is your anchor. That is your hope. Are you getting me now? So that is why if you don't have your children are not in a good school and you are buying expensive jewelry, something is wrong with you. Sell the jewelry. Are you getting me now? And make sure they are educated. Don't play with your seed. Don't play with your children. Don't play with your seed. Go back and take care. Watch what your children are doing. Check their phones. Don't just sleep while they are playing. Check the game. Join them when they are watching cartoons. Ask them, what is your favorite cartoon on that Android phone? Join them to watch it. Tell them to tell you the story, because that is an invasion over the life of our children. Right now, are you getting me now? There are some movies that are preparing our children to be gays, to be lesbians, and they are into cartoons. They taught them. So, and you don't know, you are just sleeping, watching Telemundo. Meanwhile, are you getting me now? Their children have been erased. But check and get it. No matter how you prosper, if you lose your seed, you just wasted your life. As you hold that your brother or your sister, pray this prayer. Oh God, no matter what, don't let him, don't let her bury her child. You will not bury your children. You will not bury any of your children. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, I decree and I declare, I will not use my hand to bury my child. Don't let me see the grave of my children. Don't allow me, no matter what happened, I will lose my daughter. I will lose my son. I will lose my grandchildren. They will be better than me. Open your mouth and pray. Shekilaka loturimeaka shetimeriaka mbrotualia mekombrotuliala. Wherever you are, those of you watching online, go ahead and pray right now. Lord, don't allow me use my hand to bury my children. Lord, don't let me use my hand to bury my children. No matter who you are, you will never use your hand to bury your children. Your children will not die before you. Your children will not die before your time. Your children will live longer than you. Your children will be older than you. Your children will be richer than you. Your children will be better than you. They will serve God more than you. They will love Christ more than you. Kelia Rapakada. I protect your children from pollution in the internet. I protect your children by the blood of Jesus from every defilement. Sharia Kaluaraka. Open your mouth wherever you are in the whole house. I decree and I declare, don't let me use my hand to bury my child. Release your hand. Just your right hand. And look up here. Look up here. Anywhere I go, 70%. I love Jesus. I preach his word. But I don't play with my family. Take my car, I will forgive you. Take my dress, I will forgive you. disconnect me from any connection, it's not a problem. But if you touch my family, I will fight you. I will fight you with everything that I've got. Fight for your family. Fight for what you have. Jesus did not die for a church. He died for a couple. Adam and Eve is not St. John's Cathedral. It's a family that fell in the garden. That is why we don't pray to our God. It's not to our bishop who are in heaven or our pastor. It's to our father. Father is a title of a family. That's why Jesus come as a husband. It's a family title. And the church is called a bride. So what is church? Is when all of you that came here, when we close, you are going back to family unit. If you are a student right now, it is a family that sends you here. It's a family that sent you here. And can I say this? I know my father, when he was alive, is not the most educated. My father is not the richest. Are you getting me? But if I return back home and I found someone, even if my father is wrong, then you slap my father. You tore his dress. And I will not be asking what is the matter. I won't be asking what is the matter. I will let you know that this poor family has governance. Because fathers are not supposed to fight their enemies. He said, blessed is a man that have sons. For they will speak with his enemies at the gate. For instance, if anybody insults your pastor, and you're saying, actually, we've been advising daddy, but he didn't hear. So what can I do? You are sick. One day somebody supply wood. We know we are building. Supply wood. You know, there are times, you know, churches by faith. By faith, you will get your money on Friday. Friday, by Wednesday, the offering drop. People who supposed to give offering traveled. Those who used to collect transport, they are the one that came church. Those who drop five naira and collect 500 naira. Biru the exchange in the house of God. Money changers. They drop and collect. They drop. They must wait to collect the money. Their own giving shall be given to you easy with immediate effect. So they collect that. So we got offering that day, 21,000. But those who need transport, 32,000. What a way to run synagogue. You know, there are people who believe that church is money. If you want to know how much church has, calculate the offering you give. You know, multiply it. Then you will see how wealthy we are. Truly, there is money in church. Oh. But if you want to know the amount, I'm giving you the secret. The offering you give, especially people who wear these long shoes and dress well, they are offering, if you see it. And they are the one destroying the floor. Punching hole everywhere. If I have my way, I will pass law by can. That the flooring of church should be done by women because it's their shoes that used to break the floors. All the men, if you agree with me, say eyes. It's like, because they are the one punching the floor. The women should handle flooring because they are the one. Because you need to see their dance. So by the time they are done, then they're done. Lift up your hands. One day, one preacher came to preach for us. We just bought our roofing sheet and in fact, we had two police cases to clear it. Then the guy came and said, that is his first time to preach. He said, in fact, by the time I'm through preaching, the roof will come down. I came, I collected the microphone. All roof. Which roof? If we tell you the wahala everybody went through to put this roof. You will preach, the roof will come down. No. So I told him, I said, if the roof will come down, let's put the chairs outside. This will be an open air crusade. Revelation that will bring roof. Do you know what is roof? Roof will come down. I say, which roof of this church? Roof. Hallelujah. I told him, I said, the death of Jesus only takes the sin of the world. It doesn't take the bill of the church. It's the Lamb of God that takes what? Sin of the world. Jesus' death take care of sin. But there are sin and there are sinners. I will deal with you tomorrow. He leave the sinners for the church to handle. But he deal with sin. Sin is a nature. Sinners, eh? You know what they call sinners? It's a different matter. It's like evil spirit and evil men. Evil spirit don't use gun, but evil men carry pistol. Lift up your hand. We will dizzy. Anyway, till tomorrow. Let me not go into that. Now, let's pray first. Lift up your hands. All this nonsense talk on Facebook. All this rubbish going on. People know nothing. What do you know about kingdom oppression? Church, is it a joke? To manage your girlfriend, no? That her weight is not up to 50 kg. That means bag of cement is heavier than her, but your BP is going up. Lift up your hands. Let me get out of here. I decree. Lift up your hands. You will never use your hand to bury your child. Do you know? If this is the only thing I declare here, I think you are blessed. Everyone here, you are trusting God for children. You are not yet married. You will be married. You will have a child. God will prosper you. But you will never, never use this hand that you are clapping, this hand that you are giving offering, this hand that you have helped the needy. You will never use it to bury any of your child. Your children will be better than you. Your children will be greater than you. Your children will live longer than you. Your children will serve God more than you. Your children will be greater than you. Your children will preach better than you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stretch your hands. Don't throw that child away. That boy that is on drug and hunger, threw him away. Don't throw that child. That your daughter that has given you a headache and you have not called her, forgive her, call her back. And the angel said, pick the child again. I beg you here, that your brother that you, the family is tired with, when you close today, using the prophetic declaration of the father of the house, he said, better is the end than the beginning. That your brother that is into marijuana, that your brother that used to steal chicken and steal goats, that your brother that is a problem there, nobody talks to him again, call him. Send a message to him tomorrow. That is why when you're coming tomorrow, be intentional. I want you, if you have some of your sisters that are still in Enugu, tell them to join you tomorrow. Tomorrow we are going to do what we call networking to address and correct some things. But I want to say to you here, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where your father failed, where your mother was rejected, where your uncle was crushed, you will prevail. You will be celebrated. Now stretch your hands. Look up here. There are some of you here. Since you are 10 years old to the present age, you have never seen your mother arrested. Since your childhood, you've never seen where your mother actually relax and enjoy life. She struggled all her life. The only time your mother seems to be enjoying was when she put women fellowship uniform. Either they are going for one women convention, or they are going for one funeral, or they are going for one marriage. You've never seen where your father have never taken your mother one day and said, let's go to one hotel and just rest. Your mother has never flew an aeroplane. Your mother has never rested. All you know, your mother is struggle. You went to school, you are a graduate. The same way your mother struggled, you are quoting scriptures, it's the same way. You struggle all your life. Lift up your hands. I agree with the declaration of our father in the house here. And I say to you, this thing that will not allow you experience rest and comfort, whatever it is that make everyone in the family, they must struggle before they buy anything. They must struggle before anything happens. They must struggle before they marry. They struggle to keep the house. That thing, this day, I break it in the name of Jesus. I declare that thing over in the name of Jesus. I declare that thing over in the name of Jesus. I declare that thing over in the name of Jesus. Set your hands. I'm going to ask you to pick up a seed, but listen to me. The oil will touch your hand. Somebody said the oil. Say the oil. Your spirit man is anointed already. But your outer man must be anointed physically. There are three that bear a record in heaven, but there are three that bear a witness on earth. Are you getting me now? That means whatever that is done in the spirit must be done in the physical. If you find time, you read 1 Samuel chapter 10. You know what was it? He said, is it not because, Samuel told Saul, is it not because the Lord had, somebody say had, had anointed you to be king, therefore I will anoint you. That means even though the Lord has anointed you, you still need to be what? Anointed. As it is in heaven, let it what? Be done here on earth. Are you getting me now? What is heaven? Spiritual. What is earth? Physical. Whatever that is done in the spirit must be done where? In the physical. The Lamb of God that was slain, when? Before the foundation of the earth, right? But even though Jesus was slain in the spirit, he still need to die physically. Lift up your hands. As the anointing oil comes over your life, I command right now, whatever that has already been given spiritually, the anointing oil is to produce manifestation, is to give it visibility, is to bring it into your hand. Ladua la shikala. I command the atmosphere to change. I command people from everywhere to connect. And I say, as the oil comes over your life, whatever it is that is dry comes alive, comes alive, comes alive, comes alive, come alive, comes alive. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a better amen wherever you are? Pick up 5,000. Pick up 3,000. Whatever it is, just pick up something from the back right there. When you come, you drop it. I touch your hand with the oil. Then anoint yourself and be speaking. And say, Father, every declaration, I walk in it. Can I hear a better amen here? If you want to do transfer, do transfer. But do that which God has spoken to you together there. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you with our substance. Lord, as we, by faith, right now, connect to this impartation, on behalf of our brothers, our sisters, on behalf of our children that are not here, Lord, we are standing here as representatives of our family. Every pronouncement here, it will not only affect us, but every member of our household, our sisters, our brothers, even those outside this country, this prayer affects them. They will partake of this blessing. 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 Wherever you are right now together, please ushers control right now. As it come, just drop. If you do transfer, do, when you drop, I just be touching your hand with the oil and you'll be blessed. Kalaba. All right, just to save time, and can I get like three pastors stand here? Father, we declare this oil consecrated. We declare it blessed in the name of Jesus. So we take this way, yes. Can we get one more? Yes, yes. Once you just touch the oil, I just touch you, that's all. You just be moving in the name of Jesus. All right, so we declare, say, Father, by faith, as I respond to this instruction, I walk in divine supply in the name of Jesus. Right wherever you are right now, begin to come down together. As you just come, you just drop the touch of that together and you just touch my hand and the Lord bless you. Make it so fast. Keep coming wherever you are. Those of you at the gallery, just come together. You can pick whatever you can pick. It can be 1,000, it can be 5. Just touch. Make sure you touch my hand and the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Just touch and go in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Father. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. Heavenly, da, da, da. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Be praying as you're coming. Invite people tomorrow. It's going to be very, very heavy tomorrow. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes, just touch me quickly. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
the instrumentalists have the oil. Lift up your hands. Begin to give God thanks right now together. Make sure you invite someone tomorrow and let's build this meeting to the next level right now. Go ahead and declare it. Go ahead and declare it. Celebrate Jesus.
Instrumentalists, as they shook your hands, have you been anointed with the oil? Okay, take your offering, go down there, drop it, and then bring the oil for them also. Instrumentalists must never be left out of anything. Take the oil to them, drop your seed, and then be anointed. Please, Pastor, take the oil to them. Please. Praise God. Praise God. How many of you think it was worth it? I want to stand as the father over this house to pray for you. You will never bury your children. The average parents invest their lives laboring over their children. Laboring from the day the mother labored to birth that child. The mother, the father are laboring to pay fees, to do this, to make sure these children become great. I prophesy over you, you will live to enjoy the fruits of your labor. I said you will live to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You will not labor and another man will eat the fruits of your labor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, you will be there when your children will graduate. You will be there when they get married. You'll be there to carry their children's children. You'll be there when they build their houses. You'll be there when you will travel with them around the world. I prophesy over you, when it's time for you to enjoy, you will not be in a sick hospital bed. When it's time for you to enjoy your children, you will not be dead. You will not be dead. I prophesy your children, every one of them will succeed in this life. Everyone will excel in this life. Not one will be a failure. Not one will be a disappointment. Not one will let you down. God will make them great. God will make them stand out. God will make them greater than their equals. In the mighty name of Jesus, your children will be sources of consolation. Your children will be source of joy. Your children will be a continual source of happiness. One prostitute lost a child and decided to exchange a dead child for the living child. Nobody will exchange the destiny of your children. No man will exchange the destiny of your children. No man will take the portion of your children. No man will swap the destiny of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray for divine preservation over your family. Repeat after me. I and my children, we shall not die, but we shall live to declare the works of the Lord. For the second time, I and my children, we shall not die, but we shall live to declare the works of the Lord. For the final time, I and my children, we shall not die, but we shall live to declare the works of the Lord. If you receive it today, I want you to jam those hands together and give God praise. And give God praise. And give God praise. Please stretch your hands towards God's servant, and I want you to bless him. This meeting.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.